This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
And we are live. I am so excited because we're together right now, and I'm not always live. Sometimes I'm pre-recorded, but today I'm live, and the reason I'm live is because I want to hear from you. So if you're driving or you're just sitting and you're listening, I want you to take down this number, but be careful if you're driving, okay? I don't want you to get in trouble here. 888-528-2557. Phone number is 888-258-2557. I'm giving you that number before I even tell you what we're going to talk about, because, you know, it's important that we just get together here. And so I'm really excited to be here. All week this week, I have been just in turmoil. I don't know about you, but this week has been just incredibly hectic. And during this time, I've been asking the Lord, you know, Lord, what do you want to talk about? What do you want? What's the message? What's the message that you want the listeners to hear this week? Because this is not the Sue, it is the Sue Free Show, but it's really not the Sue Free Show because it's the Lord's show. And I want to be just an open vessel to be used for his glory. And so I was asking him, because we're supposed to be talking to him all the time because he's always listening to us. And I was saying, what do you want to have on the air today? And what came really dialed in for me today is, what do you want? And the reason that's become so clear as being the message is because I'm having to ask myself that question more than ever, is what is it Sue Freeze wants? What is it I want? And that sounds selfish and self-serving, I get it. But each one of us, in order for us to really be used by our Heavenly Father, we need to be clear on what He wants, but we also want to be clear about what it is that we really want. Because we can't expect, our lives are full of relationships, whether they're business relationships, they're personal relationships, and we can't expect another human being to be a mind reader. So what we need to do is we need to be clear, really clear on what it is we want. So I'm opening up the airwaves and I'm opening up the phone lines because I want to hear what it is you want, or a lesson that you've learned that's made you clear about maybe you were going a certain direction and somehow you got turned into another direction and you realized that what you wanted really wasn't what you wanted or what God wants for your life, and maybe a door was closed and a window was opened. But I'd really like to hear from you. You know why? Because there's other people listening that maybe are in a tough time right now. Maybe they're at that crossroads in their lives where they just don't know what to do. And I'm going to say to those people that being clear what it is that you want is going to help you move forward. I've been stuck in my life, and I know a lot of you listening have been stuck or maybe are stuck right now. And what helps you get unstuck is to be clear on what it is you want. So while we're talking and while we're on this hour show, I'm going to give you a few tools. I'm going to give you some scriptures to back up what I'm saying right now. When I was this week, I had to interview for positions for the business, for Ecola. And what I realized, in order for me to find the right fit, I needed to know what it is Ecola needed, right? I needed to know what the needs were with Ecola to make sure that the fit was right, that I'm not putting a round peg in a square hole or vice versa. I needed to understand what the needs were for Ecola in order to find the right person or the right skill set in order to fit the position. So, you know, each job position has a job description, and the job description explains what is needed in order to do the job. And what I realized also is that I needed to be clear on what it was I wanted, and then I needed to ask the right questions because I was interviewing for a position. And isn't that what we do with our relationships, and we don't even realize it sometimes? If you're single and you're dating, you're really interviewing for a position, aren't you? And that position is very, very serious position, especially if you're on that path towards a lifelong mate. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. The phone number to call in is 888-528-2557. That's 888-528-2557. I'd really, really, really like to hear from you, so don't be nervous, okay? You know, I'm just a regular old person, and you're just a regular old person, and we can just talk together, and I would just love to hear from you. So please call in, and let's talk together. On this journey or this season or this path, whatever it is you want to call it, it's all of the above, we are interviewing for positions. And people are interviewing us at the same time. I used to be an image consultant in another life. I'm just kidding. But I used to be an image consultant, and I used to say you don't get a second chance to make a first good impression. And that is so true. You don't. And so, you know, it's sad because people judge on first sight, and I try not to do that, but I still catch myself sometimes doing that. It's just not even a thought process, really. It's just it happens. But we have to be careful about the presence that the way we present ourselves when we walk in a room and what we say. That's why manners are so important. Did you know that manners are there to make you comfortable or make the people around you comfortable? It's not to make you uncomfortable. It's to make you comfortable. So manners are there to make people feel comfortable. When we're interviewing for a position, we need to be clear what it is that we want and that we're able to give. I know there's been times when I've interviewed and I said, there's 10 people outside that door that want the same position that we're interviewing right now. Why can you please tell me why I should hire you? And do you know what they say? Because I need a job. And I'm saying, well, that's what you need. But what is it that I need? And, you know, I've found that in life, that if you're always looking for what you can do for another person, when you're looking for what's in it for them, your needs will get met. It's an amazing, amazing principle, but it is so true, and it's so true. I mean, I've found it to be true so often, and I know that in business, when I'm looking for how can I make it a win-win, when I look for how can I make this work for both parties, yes, sometimes it takes compromise. It takes compromise in our relationships, but we need to understand what the tens are, what the most important compromises are, what we're not able to compromise on, and which ones are compromisable, if that's a word. But we need to be clear. So what I'm going to ask of you is if you could write down these things: financial, health, business, personal development, and relationships, because those are the areas in which we need to be clear. We need to be clear on those areas. If you're just tuning in, we're talking, this is the Sue Free Show, and we're talking about what is it you want? I mean, really want. The desires of your heart. That's another thing is, you know, people say, well, you know, it's not about what you want. It's about what God wants, right? And that's true. But God created us in His image. I've got scriptures that I'm going to talk about. And, you know, with that image is that He had a purpose for us. You know, when He created us, there was a specific purpose that He made us for. And I think the longing of our heart is kind of another gauge that helps us and guides us towards the path that's going to be best for us because we were created in His image, and also to fulfill that purpose that God created us for. So it's bigger than just us, isn't it? This life we live is it's bigger than us. You know, I was sitting today on a park bench, and I was watching the birds, and they were kind of following because they wanted to be fed. I didn't have anything to feed them, and I felt bad about that. But they were conditioned to know that people were going to come and feed them, so they thought that I would feed them. And I'm sitting on this park bench, and I'm preparing for today's message. And I'm sitting there, and I'm enjoying the view. I'm enjoying the smell. I'm enjoying the quack quacks of the ducks. And I was just enjoying and breathing in the moment, which I so rarely get to do. And it was just so wonderful. And while I was preparing, I was looking at a little boy and his father. And his father was calling him and calling him and calling him. And the little boy was on a mission, man. He was on a mission to the lake because he wanted to see those birds. And there was no stopping him. There was no stopping. His dad had to run quicker because that little boy, I can't believe how fast he was getting to that lake. But what was amazing about it is it was kind of just, it was the image that I think God was wanting me to see, is that little boy, probably two, just walking, but running, was so focused on what it was he wanted that there was nothing that was going to sway him from that path. There was nothing that was going to keep him from getting to that lake. And so I think it just embedded it in my mind that that's exactly what God is saying, is that we have to be clear about what it is we want. And when we're clear, we're not going to be so blown by the wind. You know, we're going to have that strong foundation and know. And also this helps us when we're dating, because we want to be clear about what it is we want. Because if somebody can't give us those things, if you know, you've got those things that are lines in the sand, those unnegotiables, those non-negotiables, you know, you've got those things that you've got to make sure that they're right, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it's business, whether it's personal, all of those things, they have to mix, they have to match. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, and I'm really welcoming you to call in and talk to us. The phone number is 888-528-2557. I really want to hear about what you want, okay? What is it that's important in your life? And what is it that you just, you know you need to have? And I know there's this guilt that happens when we think that we really want something, and that, you know, there's a difference between the needs and the wants. You know, you need to get fed. You need to have shelter. But there's wants that seem just as strong, like being loved. And I was thinking about that, too. I was thinking about that love word. You know, because I have this video on SueFreeze, spelt like fries, .com. And there's videos on there that you can click on and watch. And one of the videos that I do and I talk about, I'm riding a unicycle. And there's a whole story with the unicycle. My dad gave me the unicycle, and it took a lot to learn how to ride it. And once I conquered that, it was really a wonderful feeling to conquer that, because it wasn't an easy task. But I was talking, while I was riding the unicycle, I was talking about the five love languages. And the five love languages are basically just saying that, you know, there's a language, and they're all love languages. They're all speaking love, but there's one or two that speak louder to a person than the other three. And so I really welcome you to go on to the Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and look up these videos and watch them, because they're very, very informative. They help with relationships, because these are areas in which I've had struggles. I don't know anybody that hasn't had struggles with relationships, but it is an area where we just, you never stop growing, you never stop learning, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing, although it can get very tiring. With that being said, there's a Scott that's on the air. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Oh, I'm not a Scott. I'm not Scottish, but
Oh, okay. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to add into your conversation about making it clear what we want. And there was a sermon that I listened to a couple of years ago in regards to this. And the minister had said, you know, if we take care of the things that are close to God's heart, he's going to take care of the things that are close to ours. And the way that I've seen that come to fruition in my life is that once I sought out what it was that God wanted for me, my desires began to change. And it just naturally became that God was already taking care of those things that I desired. And the things that I used to desire and the things that I used to want in my life, it actually kind of changed. So I just thought it was so interesting how you were talking about that today.
Thank you so much, because you've cleared something up that I don't think I was really clear on. It's because that we, you know, once you find out your wants and you open up that floodgate of what your wants are, then the next thing I was going to say is that we want to bring that up to the Lord and make sure that it coincides with what God's word says, so that we're not following down a path that's going to be not healthy for us. So thank you for clarifying that for me. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for your show. God bless your work, sir.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was really good. Thank you, Scott, for that. There's a book I have in front of me, and it says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest. And that's John 10:10. And this book on the back, it says, perhaps you desire to live life to the fullest, but you aren't sure exactly what that means or how to achieve it. Maybe you have big dreams, but something is holding you back from pursuing them. Or perhaps you find yourself preoccupied with reliving past mistakes and worrying about or hoping for what the future holds, rather than being engaged in what is going on in the present. If you have ever found yourself stuck in this pattern, the good news is that it's never too late to change your direction in any area of life, and each day gives you an opportunity to start. And isn't that refreshing and encouraging to know that what was, was, and what is, and what will be? We only have right now. But when you take the time to figure it out, what you really, as far as what you really want, it's going to help you stay focused, and it's going to help you not get detoured by all the things that get thrown our ways. You know, like I was saying about this week, and I was thinking about the interviewing that I'm doing, and that, you know, even in life, we are interviewing all the time, and we make decisions on who we're going to let in our inner circle. Who's going to be close to us, and are they going to be a positive force in our lives? Or, you know, if there's this negative force, are we being there because we want to minister to them? And how far do we go? Where is the line in the sand? We have to stay protected, but yet we have to be a servant. So there's all these struggles that go on. When I was talking or talking to the Lord, the scriptures that came to mind were, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. And what I realized with that is that, you know, he says, ask and you shall receive. So we need to know what we need to ask for. What is it you're asking for? What is it that you want? Be clear on what you're asking for, because he says that when you ask, you shall receive, right? He's telling you to do that. The Lord is saying, do this. Ask. And then he says, seek. What are you seeking? Hopefully we're seeking God's heart. We're seeking his guidance and his direction. What is it you're seeking? And when you knock on the door, what door are you knocking on? Is it the right door? Is it the door that's going to give you the most and give God the most? We have to be clear on what it is we're doing, what we're saying. What are the desires of your heart? If you just took time, really took time, to write down your health, let's just focus on your health for a minute. If you focused on your health and you said, okay, here's where I am, and look, you know what? You have to be honest with yourself. Can you truly be honest that you're over 10 pounds? You need to lose 10 pounds. Can you be honest that you need to lose 100 pounds? Can you look in the mirror and can you say, you know, I'm not happy with this right now, okay? But you know what? You're not defeated. In Jesus' name, you're not defeated. There is hope. But you know what? You're not going to lose 100 pounds tomorrow. You know, that's the reality. You're not. But you know what? If you start and you just focus on changing something that you're doing, whether it's, I'm not going to eat past 5 o'clock, or I'm going to choose wisely, I'm not going to eat creamy sauces, or I'm not going to have that candy bar that I always have at the end of the day. Any little choice you make, do you see the results right away? No, you don't. Because it's little steps, baby steps, but it's the persistence of continuing on this road. But you have to be focused on what it is you want. And that, I have this little saying that I say to myself every time I take something that I shouldn't in my mouth. I'll say the pain has to be worth the gain. And I'll say to myself, is that worth the calories? Is that really worth that calorie? And if it's not, I just say no. Right? There's this other thing. I will talk about my son when he was little, is delayed gratification. That's a real issue, isn't it? Because we want that car. We want that skateboard. We want this tomorrow. We want this right now. Have it your way. That's what they say, right? That's not always possible to have it your way, but we can focus on doing the best we can. And you know what? It would be better than the way it would have been if we wouldn't have taken the initiative to focus and stay persistent, stay on that. My son, neat little cute little story. My son's name is Tyson. He's 30 now. And my son, he was very good at saving money. And he would put pennies in a jar and he would save up. And he's still that way today. He's very good and prudent with his money. And he wanted a skateboard really bad. And he was a really good skateboarder. And I was always nervous about him getting hurt. But he loved a skateboard, and that was the way he got around. And he wanted this new skateboard so bad. And so he had saved up his money, and we went. And I told him I'd go in halvesies with him. Those were his words, halvesies. And so we went to the store, and he picked out this skateboard. And I said, Tyson, are you sure this is a skateboard you want? Are you sure you don't want to do a little more research? Are you sure you don't want to just check it out a little further? No, 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 I like this one. It's colorful, and I like the wheels, and blah, blah, blah. And so he bought that skateboard, and he did not wait a day, did not wait a moment. He just bought that skateboard and spent that money. And do you know, within the next week, he was sad. I saw him, and I said, "What's the matter, Tyson?" He goes, "I should have waited." And I said, "What do you mean? You know, your skateboard's great." And he goes, "No, they came out with this new one, and it's just so much better than mine. And, you know, isn't that the way?" I know someone's laughing out there right now, because that's the way you buy a car, you buy, especially these iPads. I mean, man, you buy one today and tomorrow it's a whole new thing. Anyway, getting back to Tyson, you know, he's like, "Oh, I should have waited. I should have waited." And that was a really good lesson. And I took the time at that moment in that time to explain to him about delayed gratification. And from that day forward, it was so funny, because when he'd purchase or want to purchase something, I would look at him and I'd say, "Okay, did you do the research this time? And Tyson, you need to learn delayed gratification. You need to learn you don't have to have it right this minute. You don't have to have it right now." What we want is really important. What you want is important, and you're worthy. You're worthy. And there's things that you deserve to have. You know, why not? When we talk, when I was looking at scriptures, and I was looking at faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. And I was looking at what God says. He says, "Love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, body, everything. Love thy God. And then love thy neighbor as thyself." Then I would think that love is the most important thing of all. If you're in a situation where you're not feeling loved, if you're in a situation where you feel things could be so much better, if that's you, write down what the most perfect love would look like. What does that look like? It's different for each person. Even in the love languages, it's different. They'll say, affection, physical touch is one of the love languages. But then if you dial into physical touch can be different for each person. Someone might like the hands through the hair. Someone might need a back or a neck rub. Someone like the soft touch of just a soft brushing of the fingertips on the skin. And somebody would rather have, you know, it more strong, or fingernails on the back. Whatever it is, you need to be clear on what it is you want. And when you are clear about what you want, and you go to the person that you have a relationship with, or you're looking or interviewing for that person to fulfill that position, and determine how strong or how important that position is, that's so crucial, especially the person that's supposed to be your life mate. That's the biggest one of all, isn't it? So be clear about what your non-negotiables are. Be clear about what it is you want, what's important to you, and then be clear about what they want and what's important to them. Because you know what? If you don't do that at the very beginning of a relationship, you can, you know, waste a lot of time, basically. You can really waste a lot of time if you're not clear about what it is you want. I'm still waiting for people to call. Phone number is 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. We're going to be going to break real soon. So if you call in right now during the break, just hang in there, because we'll get you after the break. I just want us to be clear. So I hope you've written down your health, personal development, relationships, finances, and your life. Where's your life right now? What does it look like? What could it look like? What do you want it to look like? And you need to get the visual in your mind. You need to totally have what it looks like in your mind. So we'll be back after this quick break. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
They're called stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is The Sue Freeze Show.
So, preparing for this show, we're talking about what it is you want. And, you know, I'm on this journey. I'm on this journey right with you. And when I was preparing for the show, I was thinking that, you know, I really truly want to be sensitive to anyone listening right now because I can't see you. You know, I don't know who you are, but God does. And when I'm thinking and preparing, I want to be sensitive to where you might be in your life right now. And I just know that, you know, my life has been a journey and it always hasn't been good. But I know that God's been right there with me. And yes, there's been bad things that have happened to me in my life. But I look back on it now, and I might have been a victim for a very short period of time. But looking back on it, I just see that it's such a gift in a way. Because, you know, I feel there's a purpose in my life and that these things happened so that I could be empathetic, that I can be sensitive to other people and what they might be going through. You know, I've had sexual abuse in my life. I've had rape in my life, and I wasn't really going to talk about all this, but the reason I say this is because there's people listening right now, one specific person that I know of, that is going through such a struggle right now, and I think my intuition and my heart and my spirit senses that this person is not letting anybody know really what's happened, and so it's causing this person to really have a struggle internally. And I bring this up just because I'm really thinking she's listening, and I reach out to her, and I feel that the Lord's put me in a position because of all of my life experiences to where I have a sensitivity to this young lady. And I'm speaking directly to her because I feel she's listening. I asked her to listen. And without saying her name, my heart is just so tied with her right now because the pain. I just remember that when I was fortunate enough to be listening to a radio show that I don't even know why I was listening to. I was surfing through the radio, and some of you, this might be why you're listening today. And I was surfing through the radio, and then all of a sudden I heard this radio show, and it was Help For Me was the phone number. And I thought, no, I'm not going to call that number. But I was really, really, really in a very, very hopeless state in my life. I was hopeless in my marriage. I just felt like I could not fix it. I couldn't make it right. And that might be you right now. Just, I want to tell you that you're not alone, that there's many people that feel this way. And something prodded me to dial the numbers. I don't even know how I dialed them, but I did. You know, ego and pride can get in the way. And, you know, sometimes you just got to push it aside and say, no, you know, I can't do this on my own anymore. I can't fake it till I make it anymore. I can't put this smile on and say it's showtime, folks, anymore. So I'm going to dial this number and I'm going to get some help. And I did. I dialed the number that day. And when I did, the counselor on the other end listened to me a little bit and said, we need to see you. And so I ended up going into this place. And the only reason I'm bringing this up right now is to let you know that sometimes on the surface or on the outside, somebody can look like they have it all together, and they might not. They might not have it all together. And sometimes a simple smile or how is it going question, and really mean it when you say it, not how is it going and keep walking, but to really take a moment in time to breathe, take a moment in time to look at that person's eyes and just see if there's a need for you to just reach out and be there for that person. And, ask God to reveal it to you. You know, no matter where you are, just ask God to use you today. And maybe that's what you want. Maybe you want to be used by God. I know that He wants us to be servants. He wants us all to serve. And to the least of these, you know, he talks about that. First be last and last be first. He says these things. And all these things He says to love. To love. What is love? Love is a sacrifice, and God gave the ultimate sacrifice, didn't He, by giving His Son to die for our sins. He gave the ultimate sacrifice. And you know, I find that time, we only have so much time. When I was sitting on that park bench that I talked about in the first half of the show, I was doing the math, and I didn't have a calculator. I had to do it in my head with a pen, you know, like old times. And I figured out, you know, 365 days in a year, and the average person lives 70 years. So I figured out, and I hope I did the math right. That'd be very embarrassing. But I figured out 24,920 days for 70 years. Does that sound right to you? That doesn't sound like very many. You know, and then I thought, okay, a person listening right now could be 25 years old. If that person's 25 years old, then they've used up 9,000 of their days. So what am I saying here? I am saying that time is short, that we only have today, but we need to plan for tomorrow. I'm saying that, you know, we can keep wasting time staying where we are. We can keep doing what we're doing and expecting something different to happen. Or we can take charge of our lives today and we can make a difference, okay? And I'm hoping and I'm praying to make a difference within yourselves. I want you to make a difference with you. You know, I really had a trying time in my marriage. And a lot of that, I looked in the mirror and I just said, you know, I can't change this other person. I can only change me. And whether I stay here or I'm going to leave here, I need to focus on what it is I need to work on while I'm here. Because wouldn't it be a marvelous thing if I could work on all these things that I need to work on with me? Because there was a lot, and there still is. I'm still a work in progress, aren't we all? But I said, if I can fix or I can work on my issues, because that's all I can focus on is my issues with God and with myself. But if I can work on those and I can fix those and I can be a better person right here, right now, or it's a process, so it's going to take time because it does take time. But if I can do that and I can be a better person and me being a better person can make this relationship better, then wow, wouldn't that be awesome? Because you know what I found is that when you're in a bad situation, even in work, you know, if you have a bad relationship or if you have it's just not a good fit. When you have a bad relationship and you leave the relationship and you're putting all the blame or you're putting all of the fault on the other person, you're taking part of this with you. And I've found that people that have been remarried and remarried, that what happens is that when they get remarried, some of the same things happen or a new set of problems pop up, right? There's new issues. And sometimes the ones that you left weren't as bad as the ones you've now gained. So maybe it's better just to work on where you are right now. So I don't know. Maybe somebody needed to hear that. That was my journey at that time, is that I needed God to work on me and take off the rough edges right where I was. And that's what we're talking about today, is we want to find out what it is you want. What do you want in your life? What do you want in your finances? What do you want for your health? And what I'm going to say to you right now is these things don't happen overnight. It's a work in progress. It's like the penny, you know. A penny doesn't seem like very much money. But if you put a penny in a jar every day, right, you'd have 365 pennies at the end of a year. And when you put that money in a bank and they give you interest, then you multiply the money that you have. And so what is the point here? The point is that no matter where you are, you don't have to stay there. No matter what you've done, you don't have to stay there either. Because our Heavenly Father is a forgiving Father, and He has this wonderful thing called grace. And grace is sufficient. And so it's not by works that you are saved, it's by grace. And what that means is that you can't work your way into heaven. Did you know that? It's not how much you do. Now, I would think that a better measurement tool would be how much you love, right? How much can you love? How much do you love? Because that's what He's telling us to do. And love doesn't come without sacrifice. And you know what the biggest sacrifice is time. Because we only have so many minutes in a day, and you only have so many days before you're going to be gone, and you're going to go, hopefully, to heaven. That's not an absolute. It's something that, you know, there's certain things that He asks you to do in order to be there. But we only have so many days. How are you spending your days? What is it you want? And how are you going to get those things? I have a book that's a journal book, and I was at that park bench today, and I was looking at scriptures, and I just want to read some scriptures to you. Designed on purpose, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. That's Psalm 139:16. Ephesians 1:11-12. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, we had His eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, not unhappy living, not brutal living, glorious living, part of the overall purpose. He is working out in everything and everyone. He's working it out. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. That's Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, a time to mourn, a time to have joy. To everything there is a season. And you know, I don't know what season you're in right now. I don't know. God does. I don't. All I know is no matter what season you're in, the seasons change. We have fall, winter, spring, and summer. And I enjoy every season, even though I'm in California, and California doesn't really experience to the utmost the seasons. Enough for me. If I want the snow, I go to the mountains. It's great. I love that. But every season has its pluses and minuses, doesn't it? And it has something to offer. And it makes you appreciate the other seasons by having another season, just like our ups and downs help us appreciate our ups. If we didn't have downs, we wouldn't appreciate so much the ups. The plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations. Living becomes an awesome business when you realize that you spend every moment of your life in the sight and company of an omniscient and omnipresent Creator. The phone number, if you want to dial in and talk to us right now, we'd love to hear from you. 888-528-2557. This is a live show with a Sue Freeze person sitting right here, and she wants to talk with you. Could you please just give me a call and talk to me about what's going on in your life? Because I'd love to hear from you. Good plans. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. For those who love Him, that's Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Remember the things I have done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God, and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it ever happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. That's in Isaiah. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. He has a plan to prosper you. So there's a word for financial persons. You know, those of you, those issues that you have financially, He wants you to prosper. But it's up to you to claim, or that's not the right word. Don't like that word. I want you to be able to understand what it is you want. And then there are ways of getting it. People say, wow, Sue, you do so much. How do you do so much? And I'm like, I don't know. I just do. You know, I can't even, I don't even know how I do it. All I know is I have plan. I have a plan and I work the plan. And usually, you know, it's a plan could be a goal. Same thing. I have to figure out way down the road what it is I want. And then I work backwards and it's baby steps to get to that goal. And some of them are short goals and they're very encouraging because you can accomplish them quickly. But then you've got your longer goals, the goals that take a long time. And those of you that are young that are listening, understand that you need to live for the present, but you also need to plan for your future. You need to understand that there is a future, and you've got to understand that, you know, when you get to be my age, I'm 55 years old, I have no problem telling you that, but when you get to be my age, you know, you better have some funds in the kitty. You know, you need to have something because, you know, you need to know that you're going to be taken care of when you get older, because there's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to work or you're not going to be able to bring in new income or whatnot. So you've got to have a little nest egg. So it's important now to put money aside, maybe even the money that you give to Starbucks every day or every week. Maybe that's the money that you could decide to put somewhere else. You know, those are just small little things that you can do that create huge returns in the end. I have a listener that wants to come on the air. His name is Mark in Ventura. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
I'm here.
I'm glad you're here, I think.
Yeah, I'm calling in the McDonald's parking lot here in Ventura.
Wow, I didn't know I even went that far.
Yeah, I've heard your show a couple times. I thought I'd give you a call because... Well, I was sitting in the Target parking lot over here, and my wife and son were in Target for like a whole hour.
Wow.
And I was listening to you, and I was like, wow, I can really identify with what you're saying.
You can? That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I'm turning 50 this month.
Congratulations. You know, it's only the second half of our lives. It's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah, you sound a lot younger than you are. You said 55. I'm like, wow, you sound like 30.
Well, thank you. I'd like to say I look 32, but I can't say that.
Well, the situation in my life is I really didn't think this was going to happen to me, but here she comes out of McDonald's. But I'll just tell you that I am unemployed, and I've been seeking a full-time job for 3 years now, and I heard you say that you were hiring once, and I was like, hey, I got to call her and maybe apply with
Ecola?
Your company. But,
yeah, you could. You could.
Yeah.
I have an office in Oxnard if you're in Ventura.
Yeah. You have a company or a branch in Oxnard?
I do.
Wow. And are you still hiring?
Or? I'm always hiring.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can I come in for a job? Or,
absolutely. You can go on the website. This is a commercial for Ecola. Sorry, everybody, but it's okay.
SueFreeze.com?
You could go to SueFreeze.com or you could go to EcolaTermite.com.
Okay.
And there's an application on there. So you just fill it out, send it in, and we'll give you a call and we'll talk. But tell me about
awesome.
The other thing. I mean, is your wife in the car now?
Yeah, she is now.
Hi, wife.
I have an 8-year-old, or I guess, no, she went back in.
Oh.
So, oh, yeah, he's going to do his DS. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, it's okay.
It's a little game that they do. It's like wireless internet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But the thing is, to try to put this straight, it's difficult because with not having a job for so long, it's rendered us homeless. We were in a home, a nice little home here in downtown Ventura, and it's just unbelievable, the sequence of events that took place. And it literally, we're staying in a motel.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's like you see this stuff for years, homeless people, and then when it comes across your plate, it's like a surreal experience. It's like when you hear about people getting cancer and then someone really close to you gets it. Like, so it's the last few years have been just unbelievable. My wife is a cancer survivor. She came out of breast cancer a few months ago. She looks great now.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. That was a really
great
tough time.
That's a great thing. Boy, you guys have had a lot of things happen.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things, and now this, and it's just, I can't imagine trying to look for a job while being homeless. And being to, in this situation, we've had some organizations that have helped us here in Ventura, that, you know, and social services, but it's a time where I'd really like to just work full time and give back. I mean, I'm a Christian man. I would love to just give back. I just need someone to give me an opportunity. I think it's, you know, the fact that I'm 50 or in a few days might have something to do with it, but I'm certainly in good shape.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you can go on the termitelady.com or ecolatermite.com and fill out an application there. And what is your wife's name?
Her name is Diana.
Diana. Okay.
And I'm sure some people from the church are going to be like, hey, I heard your mark on the radio.
Well, that's okay.
But
you're not saying anything
that,
you know.
No, I don't have a problem with it.
No, you have to be real. You know, you're where you're at right now. And, you know, we need to move forward and say, you're not going to stay there. Okay. I'm believing with you. You're not going to stay homeless.
Right.
You're going to get this taken care of. And
right. That's why I called you, because you said there were key words you said that just made me think, yeah, that's it. I don't want to be stuck.
Right.
I want to get out of being stuck. I want to move forward. I want this all to be behind me this year.
Yeah.
I want 50 to be the year of, prosperity, a good year, you know, and I don't mean that in a cliche way. I mean it just really just turn things around. And because what happens when you're unemployed for so long is people think that you don't want to work, and this is just not true. I mean, I would love to just work full time. So I'll let you go, Sue.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I talked your ear off.
No, Mark, it's okay. It's just, so what you want, let's be clear. What you want is a full time job.
That's correct.
Okay. And you want to get your finances back in order. You need to have a number in your head. You need to be very clear, be absolute. Okay. And nothing's going to budge you if you have this absolute process in your mind. You've got to have it. And your marriage, how is your marriage doing? Is it, you know, you're pulling together in this crisis?
We are, as a matter of fact.
You know,
we are doing, it's interesting how God works, because we were having some really difficult times at the house, and certain people would come around, and it just wasn't good. And I just kind of felt like God's going to bring us through this transition. But right now I'm in the middle of
right,
it.
Right, I understand.
It's just brutal. But, we are really pulling together. And
you know what? You're going to look back on that, Mark. You're going to look back on this time when you get out of this, and you will get out of this.
Yeah.
And you're going to look back on this, and it strengthened your marriage, strengthened your family. And you know what? There is just not much more important than that. Your relationship with your Heavenly Father and your relationship with your family.
Right,
those are
right.
The most important things. Everything else is just, you know, we need to love thy neighbor as thyself, but we need to take care of our family first. And
absolutely.
So, you know, I thank you so much for calling, and do what we said, and have in your mind a number, okay? Because you know what? If you're not clear on your goals, you're not going to know when you reach them. And, you know, when we reach high, there's nothing wrong with reaching high, and sometimes reaching high is better because, you know, God's involved. You know, if you think it's just in your own power, then it's just your own power. So, you know, you might even want to get a little crazy with your thought process, because then you're going to know if God had something to do with it, you know?
Yes, and I just, that was the other reason why I decided to call. I just figured, what do I have to lose at this point right now? Just to talk to someone like yourself who's very inspiring and genuine really, really makes a difference. So thanks again for hearing me. And you know, I'll go to your website, and hopefully something will become of that. If not, hopefully somebody will give me a chance.
Well, you know, there's other people that have listened too. So, you know, and if they want to get a hold of you, then they can get a hold of you through me. So that's fine. We'll work that out, okay? I promise you I'll do whatever I can to help you, okay?
Thank you, Sue.
Okay, and listeners, yes, and for you too, Mark, and for your wife, is that on Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com, it's a website, and it has podcasts on there of for the last 3 years of me being on the show. And I did two podcasts of breast cancer, one with my sister who had breast cancer 10 years ago, and my girlfriend Rhonda, who was going through the process while we were talking. So I had somebody that was going through it, somebody that had been through it, and that is a podcast that's on the Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. So if anybody wants to listen to any of the podcasts, that's how you would do it. You go there and you listen. You know, when I was talking about ask, seek, knock, it says in Luke 11, 9 and 10, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. And so it's just so amazing to me, because when I was thinking about that, you know, he's saying to ask, but, you know, what are you asking for? What are you asking for? What is it you want? Be clear on what you want, because you're not going to know when you reach it if you don't know what you are reaching for. Doesn't that make sense? It does to me. Confident hope. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians is a wonderful book. I put joy at the front of the book of Philippians because the whole book is about that. It's about joy. And you know, joy is a wonderful thing. It's not happy, is it? Joy is something different. It's internal. It's inside. Happy is from happenings. You know, you buy a car, you're happy because you bought the car. You can smell the new leather. But joy comes from inside. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord, is the rock eternal. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 15:13. I have so much more I could say, but I'm running out of time. And so I just want to, you know, do a summation of what we've talked about today. We've talked about a lot of things. We've talked about that, you know, our days are numbered. You know that? And if you're depressed, if you're down, if you're, you know, stuck, your days are numbered. So I want to encourage you to be clear on what you want, to write it down on a piece of paper. And the areas in which you need to have a specific want are your health, personal development, relationships, your finances, and your life itself. And in all of these areas, if you wrote, are you up or down on these? It's going to give you an indicator, a gauge, as you will, of what you need to work on. I don't know about you, but my personality is no matter how good things are, I feel they could be better. And no matter how well I'm doing, I feel I could do better. I strive for excellence. People say you're so, you're a perfectionist. And I say, no, I don't have holes in my hands. I'm not perfect. I will never be perfect. But I strive for excellence in anything and everything. And isn't that what God wants from your life? Doesn't God want you to strive for excellence for him? So what is it you're doing? And are you doing all you can do? Are you being all you can be? Are you loving all you can love? Are you holding back? Because if you're holding back, then you're not giving your all. And if you're not giving your all, you're not going to get back, because you get out what you put in. That's just the truth. In school, you study hard, you get better grades. You put money in, you get money out. You know, you've got to do things properly in order to get what you want. So what is it that you want? And check it with God. Make sure it's what God wants for your life. And I bet that when you are clear on what you want, it's what God wants too. Really. I really believe it is. When you really get to the heart of the matter and the truth of the matter. So this is the end of our show. This is the Sue Free Show. And it's so wonderful to be with you. And I just want to say that I love you. God loves you even more. And that time is valuable, so use your time wisely. Until next week, God bless you. Make yourself a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye-bye.
Ah, it's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.